Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
One. 2, 3, ho! Raise up, get yourself together. Drive that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that zone. That funky soul, they're doing it by the beat. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together and drive your funky soul. Let your body pop and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together and drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, drive that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holler. So when I say Gemini, drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that funky soul? Breathe up, get yourself together.
Get yourself together and drive that.
your soul. On the Isle of Man, just come together and have that funky soul. Made up, just come together.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Our fall issue of Afrolock magazine, I am Carrie Hines, the publisher. I'm so excited. I really am, because this is, it's a reflection really of you, of our incredible fans from literally around the world. Folks often ask me, well, Carrie, where do you get the ideas that you get for stories or for articles that you include in the magazine and that you include in Afrolock? And for us, and we call Afrolock AM, just so that you're aware. Afrolock, let me just for everybody who's never heard of it, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. It's one word. It's technically for us, yes, of course, it means Afro like Afro hairstyle and lock like a lock of hair. But for us, it really indicates, has a secondary meaning. Afrolock for us really means that we have a lock on Afro culture. And that's what Afrolock means, and that's why it's spelled that way, with A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K as one word. And so for us, this really is indicative of our commitment to our community. That's what this is all about. And I wanted the brand to be more representative of the hair and beauty industry in this way, that like most of the other lifestyle magazines, they're more so, 20% hair, so to speak, and 80% everything else. For us, we wanted to be 80% hair and 20% everything else. And so I think we've been able to accomplish that great feat at Afrolock Magazine. And doing that by surrounding ourselves with the best that we can find, headed up by me and our incredible folks, our incredible writers that we have, who, they help us to come up with ideas, but also we have an incredible creative base where we pull from. We are always looking and thinking and talking, and because we produce, we're already living in this space with the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we already are plugged in. We don't need a whole lot of other external sources or have to look at a whole bunch of other folks to find out what's going on in the hair and beauty industry. We already have our finger on the pulse, and I think we're able to accomplish a lot with that. So Afrolock Magazine has just been doing incredible things. Since we started, literally on the first issue, we were included in one of our media partners, BOBSA, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association folks. Just to say thank you and shout Sam Inan out, that they included us as one of the iconic black brands in terms of magazines on a list that included Essence Magazine, Ebony, Upscale, these folks who have our legendary publications, to have our magazine just coming out the gate, but recognizing the incredible beauty and sophistication of Afrolock magazine, which was apparent from the very, very start. So we've just been able to climb and grow, and we have to say thank you to all of you guys for helping us to accomplish those goals. And the best is yet to come. I'm just super excited. So just say again, thank you so much. And Afrolock Magazine.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
It is my honor to welcome Mr. Charles Hughes to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, Mr. Charles. How are you this
morning?
Good
morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, and thanks for that introduction. I am just so blessed to be here with Gracious Alive, the longest running hair care radio show in the world. I'm in good company.
Wow.
I know that.
Wow, Mr. Charlie. Thank you so much for those accolades. And Mr. Charlie, tell us about your business.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me give you guys a little background about, you know, who I am first, and then I kind of get into the business because it's still under construction at the moment. But, gosh, I've made leaps and bounds with it. But anyway, I'm from a little bitty small town called Union, South Carolina. I always tell people it's between Columbia, our state capital, and Spartanburg because they know where that's at. Got my start down there playing football. Didn't start until I was in the ninth grade. And after I, started playing football in the ninth grade, by the time I was a senior, I was what they call the so-called superstar. I ended up going to the Shrine Bowl, ended up getting multiple Division I scholarship offers and elected to go to Western Carolina University, in which I ended up getting a degree in education, physical education, and a minor in psychology. Psychology always intrigued me, as you guys will see, what my consulting business is in just a few. And once I graduated, even though I had a teaching degree, I went straight into corporate because, believe it or not, corporate was paying a lot more money than teachers at that time and coaches. And I had an opportunity to get into the textile firm, which was called Millikan & Company, one of the largest ones and the only one left in America now, probably. I was with them for only 3 years. And I had an opportunity and just simply got interested in corporate training, corporate education, and corporate development. So I took my teaching skills to the corporate side. And I was only with them for 3 years. After being with them for 3 years, believe it or not, I somehow ended up getting involved in the restaurant industry. And then I later figured out why. My friend, Mickey Giss, he had played for the Washington Redskins. And he was working for Jerry Richardson, who later on brought the Carolina Panthers to the Carolinas, more specifically Charlotte. And he talked me into coming on board and getting involved in the restaurant industry, and I did. But guess what? I wasn't really in the restaurant industry per se. I ended up getting on the education, development, and training side of the restaurant. And there, I was there for 36 years. But I got my start in what I'm doing now. When I met a guy by the name of Ron Kine, I attended a week-long, doing my training and orientation, a week-long session of workshops, live interactive workshops, start at 7, end at 5. But when I was introduced to this thing they call the personality profile system, my life has never been the same since then. I knew then, after going through that workshop, that that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I wanted Ron Kine to be the one to teach me because the way he laid it out, it literally, it just didn't inform me. It transformed me. And I've been a different individual ever since then. So my hats are off to him because he really made a difference the way he taught it and the way he brought it home. So that's just a little bit about me. Now, as far as my business is concerned, I am under construction with Charles Hughes Consulting Firm. You know, my website, everything is still under construction. And so we basically have actually put together, you know, a website. And what I actually do is I actually help people self-discover their superpower because we all have powers that we were innately born with. Thing is, we just don't find out what they are because everybody tells us what they should be, and we end up being what our mom and dad and brothers and sisters were, right? So
right.
This is a very interesting topic, and I can't wait to hear some of the questions you guys may have so I can give you guys a little bit more information about it. But like I said, the main thing is that it is under construction right now. And, of course, Kerry Hines will be one of those people that will be helping me to navigate it to get it on solid ground. And based on what I've heard with the Yeah Care radio show, I am totally convinced that it's going to be one of the top. It's going to even be so much better than it is now. So that's just a little bit about me and a little bit about what I do. So now you guys can have some more specific questions.
Wow. Wow. That is fantastic. Now, speaking of questions, yes, I do have a couple of questions to ask you. And I like what you said about the superpowers. And it reminds me so much of veterans. As you know, Mr. Charlie, reminds me of veterans. As you know, we serve our country, we go in, we do all these fantastic things, and as we get out of the military, we have to find our superpower.
Absolutely.
And that was my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
With veterans, what are some of the ways you would help them find their superpowers?
Well. First, I think that the very first question that I try to get people, you know, to kind of, you know, to really think about is what actually happened to us when we first, you know, came out of the womb. We came out, and we were at the mercy of our caregiver, our mom, sisters, brothers, whoever it is that was taking care of us. And when it comes to something like the veterans, you know, you talk about the fact that we've been in a world where we've been pretty much, you know, I mean, let's face it, we've been indoctrinated. We've been programmed. We got systems and processes that we have to follow through. We've been told to do it this way, told to do it that way. So in some cases, many of us have not been able to find ourselves. So the way it would be able to help the veterans is for them to get an opportunity to find themselves, and I would basically steer them toward what I talked to Kerry about, and that is an opportunity to take a free DISC personality test just to get an overview, because first and foremost, what it does is it's designed to help you understand yourself better from a personality standpoint, not intellectual, but personality standpoint. And it looks at your behavior, your natural tendencies, your strengths, things that you're good at, and it gives you an opportunity to reveal, in many cases, what people have been telling you all your life, you just wasn't agreeing with them. So I would actually steer them toward taking a free this personality test. I got that information I'm going to send over, but it's basically if you were to go to Google and just type in free this personality test, there is a company that offers it, and the name of that company, I got it right here. I want to say the name of it is the Elkin. That's right. It's the Kevin. It's free this test, the Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Elkinberry Group. They offer a free this personality test. And you can take it right there. Once you log in, you can click and start taking it. And in 10 minutes, you'll know a lot more about yourself than you knew when you before you actually got on, you know, before you got online.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for your service, and thank you for all the service that you guys give. And trust me, I am one of your fans. I've been listening to you, and you've been giving me some cues on exactly what I need to do and how I need to go about doing it, because you have definitely put some information out there that's helpful to the veterans, because they really, really need it. I'm not a veteran, but I got relatives and family and friends that are. So thank you for your service and what you're doing for them right now, because now is when they need it. Quite interesting, and then we'll get back on track, but quite interesting, one of the things that my consulting firm do is that we work with colleges, and I went back to my alma mater, and what we basically do is that we are mentors and we are supporters of the college, but more than anything else, the name of our kick point is what K carry with it. He would have another word for it from a marketing standpoint. But basically, I call it life beyond the gridiron. The gridiron is the football field, right? Well,
right,
there is a life
right.
beyond there. And what we do
right.
is we prepare those players for what your life is going to be when you play that last football game. No more practice.
Wow.
Now it's time to live life. Reminds you of the veterans in a way when they retire or get out of service, right?
Right. Pretty much, Mr. Charlie. Pretty much. Well, you know, Mr. Charlie, I want to turn you over to my co-host, Nicole Marie. And I
Nicole
know
Marie.
She just has.
I can put a face to that name.
Yes.
That's all
and I
saw
a
picture
just,
of her.
Yes.
Good
yes,
morning,
has,
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Well, good morning, Nicole Marie. I can't say it as nice as Carrie says it, but Nicole Marie says it in such a distinctful, you know, style. So I'm
yeah,
glad to be here with you this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I've enjoyed hearing about your background. I'm also an educator. So when you said that, my ears perked up. Yes.
There you go.
But here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, my focus is, you know, girl power, focusing on young girls, young women, women of
wow.
all ages, just to be the best that they can be. So
yes.
my question to you is, with the personality test and with your consulting company, you spoke about mentoring. So do you also
mm-hmm.
mentor to the younger generation, like high school, during the time when they're trying to figure out what it is that they're trying to do? And it's key because sometimes the kids get locked into, okay, what mom and dad says I should do versus
mm-hmm.
what's really in their heart and their passion. So is that part of your mentoring to, like, high school mm-hmm. students and to just get them on the path to realizing what they want to do, not what someone else wants them to do?
Absolutely. Let me say this before I answer that. You would be impressed to know that the creator of the original DISC personality profile is a gentleman by the name of William Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. He is
okay.
a graduate and a law professor from Harvard. And he created it in 1928. So as you can see, it has withstood the test of time. Now,
right.
you would be happy to know that he had several other creations, too. One of them was the lie detector test. He's the one that created that. But most importantly, you know, back during those days, it was hard to have a female superhero, right?
Well,
right. guess what he created? Wonder Woman.
Wow.
He is the creator of the female superhero, Wonder Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting for
yeah.
the parallel between that and the fact that you are out talking about, you know, women power, female,
exactly.
mentors, exactly.
All about the superpowers.
exactly. And see, basically, as far as the mentoring is concerned, I don't actually do the mentoring, but what part of my transformation is, you know, once people become a part of, you know, learning and self-discovering my superpower, is part of it is getting a mentor. And we do have
right.
Resources for mentorship because you got a mentor, you got a mentee. Both of them have a different role. And then, of
exactly.
course, the most important part is for them to have one so that they can walk, you know, the walk that somebody else has already traveled. They don't have to make the same mistakes because, guess what, they got somebody that can show them the way. Otherwise, you're
show them the way.
To go. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing something like that because our girls really, really need it. And having people
yes.
like you, you know, with a background in education, steering them to be the best that they can be. And see, that's what the DISC is all about. Understand who you are. There's 8 billion people on this planet, Nicole, 8 billion, but there's only
right.
4 personality profiles. And you are one of them. So those girls that you're talking about, those females that you're talking about, they have one of those profiles. Now, it's needless to say,
wow,
they have a bit of each one of them within them, but one stands out and sticks out that makes you know that you are Nicole, because it's going to give you your strength. It's going to tell you what your natural tendencies are. You know, that's kind of
right,
like going with the flow of water, right? Like your natural tendencies. You're automatically good at this. And what does it take to motivate Nicole is different than what it takes to motivate Michael, you know.
Exactly. Everyone is different.
Exactly. So, you know, and I just kind of give you a few features here as to how it can help them. Number one, it's gonna tell them what they try to do in order to shape the environment to ensure their own success. Each one of us.
Wow.
They always say the cream always rises to the top, right? Well, what does that mean?
Right.
That means that those people that are within a group, they are trying to shape that environment so that it will allow them to be successful. And you got some people that are dominant. Okay, that's how they go about trying to shape it. You got some people that are persuasive and influential. That's how they try to shape it. They try to talk to the people in a way to get them to be able, you know, so they can persuade them a certain way. Then you got some people, they're pretty much sort of like they just want to ensure that they are cooperating and that they are a member of the team. They don't want to stand out, but they want everybody to know that, hey, I'm here. I'm part of
right,
the team, you know. And then, of course, you got that person that want to make sure that everything is done right. They are that perfectionist. So you got a room, and let's say you just had a D, I, S, and a C in there. Let's say that you just had one of each profile in there. Based on what I just told you, each one of them is different.
Right.
And we wonder why we can't get along. Well, that's because each one of us was different. But once we learn and understand who we are, and then we learn and understand the other profiles who are different than us, then we can get along
right,
a lot better.
Right, because we understand.
Exactly. You understand why Nicole do things a certain way, why Michael do things a certain way, or Carrie, right? And once you understand that they're that way, it makes sense. I always tell people the best way to prevent a divorce is before you marry. So if you take the person out of the profile, a lot of people have been wearing a mask, and the mask don't come off until, you know, marriage happens sometimes, right?
Wow.
In any relationship.
Right.
So this thing, it gets deep. But you can imagine it was created in 1928, and it has withstood the test of time. And the way you know you got the right profile is you got that one with the lowercase I, B, lowercase I, S, C. That's the original one. And that's a lot more profiles out there. However, Will Marston, even though he was very intellectual, he was not a very, very good businessman because he did not protect his intellectual property. You, Nicole, can create this profile right now if you want to. So there's a lot of them out there, but some of them are really, you know, don't carry the weight of the originals. And obviously a lot of them are just giving you information, but the key is, from a mentoring standpoint, the key is once you get information, what do you do with it? How do you use it to interact better, to get into the proper career, to work on the best team, to be in the right spot on the best team? So that's the difference is that, you know, with my consulting firm, our focus is going to be on not just informing people, but to transform people to be the best version of themselves that they can be.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're saying I'm not your best friend? Why? Because I don't know anything about you? Because I never ask any questions or show any interest in you? Because I take you for granted? Because if it is, That's awfully pissed.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
Has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I fought with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed. I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very next guest comes to us from Australia. Her name is Catherine Rondebelle. We're going to have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Carrie, and I hope everything is very well with yourself.
It is going great. Well, first of all, it's morning here in New York as we talk live on the air, but where you are, it's actually nighttime. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of difference. So tell us the time difference so we can kind of get the understanding. Is it like the same day as America in the Northeast, or the next day or the next night? How does that work all the way in Australia?
Well, it is 12 hours after you, so it's 9:30 p.m. here.
Okay, got it. 12 hours after us. Wow. Okay, wow, very interesting. Okay, well, with that in mind, we're going to move on. We got so much to talk about. First of all, Catherine, technically I should welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been with us many times in the past, and one of the major reasons, I should say, is because of what you have done and who you are. As the creator of Headbed, you've done just an enormous contribution to the hair and beauty industry. So first of all, let's have you tell everybody officially what Headbed is.
Well, thank you, Gary. My clients who used to come to see me with neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches after having been to a hair salon, it got me thinking about the position of a person's head and neck when they are at the shampoo basin. And research from the medical literature shows, and I was not surprised to find, that there's medical evidence of neck injury and even, in the worst case scenario, strokes. Mm. So I designed the headbed to have a support placed under the head of the person, and therefore it takes all the weight off the head and the neck therefore can relax. There's a lot less pressure on the neck and its delicate blood vessels and nerves when the head is properly supported at the basin. The neck can take up to 40 pounds of pressure on the vertebrae if the head is reclined backwards and not supported at the shampoo basin. So this is what really motivated me nearly 7 years ago now to design and research and make a headbed.
Well, I'm just blown away because, first of all, for our listeners out there, the folks who are in and around the hair and beauty industry, this may be the very first time they're really ever hearing of a syndrome such as this. Can you talk to us a little bit about this and how it's, you know, this has kind of come to light? I mean, you really have been sharing this for quite a bit of time. So kind of bring everybody up to speed on what this beauty parlor syndrome, stroke syndrome, is all about.
Yes, well, it was actually published by a New York doctor, a neurologist, who started looking at a pattern of injury and strokes that happened particularly to women, middle-aged women in particular, as they'd come back from hair salon. So whether the same day or a few days later, they developed symptoms of slurred speech or pain down the arm or headaches, and then eventually ended up with strokes. And these would be ladies in their 40s and 50s. So he published an article in a very prestigious medical journal to say, look, there is a very definite problem there. So beauty parlor stroke syndrome, as it's called, or salon sink radiculopathy, which is a very fancy name to say that pain travels down the nerve branches of the neck from too much pressure on the neck. And that all happens because a human head weighs anything between 4 to 5 kilos, which is about 8 to 10 pounds.
Lying, I'm so glad you did
lying backwards.
That you gave us what did you call it, the exchange.
Yes, I think in the U.S. you're more into pounds, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I'm like, please say pounds. Wow, well, I tell you, this is just something that literally unnerves folks, because when they go to, especially our fans out there, they go to the hair salons, they're not expecting this. Should this be part of the consultation, in your opinion, of the professionals to share with their clients, their prospective clients, when they come in the door?
Oh, absolutely. Finding out if a person already has some pain or some injury or some musculoskeletal problems is very important when they are about to sit at the basin and place their head backwards. And you have two types of basins. In America, I've noticed that there is a fixed to the plumbing and the cabinetry type of basin, and there is the other one, which is called a backwash, which the basin tilts down to a person's shoulders. But in both cases, if the person's head is not supported, then all the pressure goes onto the neck vertebrae. So it's very important. And hairdressers are very caring people. They always try and make their client comfortable. And I know some hairdressers have injured their wrist because they're trying to support, to hold the weight of the head of the client whilst they're doing the shampoo with one hand. So definitely ask about it. Ask the client, have they already got any pre-existing issues with their neck? But often it's not known because it all happens on the inside, on the little blood vessels that travel through the neck vertebrae. And you wouldn't know as a hairdresser if somebody has a potential for strokes or has high blood pressure or could have some plaque build up in their blood vessels. So
and
it's very tricky. So the easy.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was just going to say that's
the safe,
then.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They would take the proper precaution, and usually that's see a doctor, you know, after that point. But I'll tell
that's
you,
right.
Catherine, this is just amazing. Now, it's quite, you know, a lot going on these days, and I do want to turn to that. But I do want to talk a little bit more about this amazing device. We're talking about HeadBet today. And my very special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Australia, is Miss Catherine Rondebell, who we just appreciate and adore here on our show. She's been a friend and family member here to the Hair Radio Show, folks, for many years. Catherine, so I want to definitely talk about this. Now, you mentioned the basin, and we call them sinks here as well for you guys out there listening. Right. So
shampoo
now,
bowl.
The shampoo bowl. There you go. Exactly. And we're talking about, I want to paint a picture. So we're talking about that curvature where it kind of allows for the neck to fit in that little groove on those sinks that
groove.
You see at the salons
Correct.
And barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much. And so you have the device that kind of literally is so easy. And I do mean it's easy to just pretty much lay right on there, but it has
exactly.
a huge, right? It has a very, so this is not something that is difficult to affix to the sink. Can you just describe that process again?
Sure. You can retrofit the headbed to 99% of sinks. So we have a special model, which is for the American style of shampoo bowl, the one that is fixed to the cabinetry or the plumbing in the wall. And then we have the one for the backwash, which is more of a ceramic bowl that tilts down to the client's shoulders. So you simply clip, it's a silicone, very soft, flexible cushion that molds itself into the curve of the neck area, but it has this little platform that goes out inside the basin and which sits just under the head, the occipital bone of the client's head as the head reclines backwards. So it's like putting your head on a little pillow. That's why we call it the head bed.
I love it.
Therefore, that's right. So it can fit on any basin, and the European model has three adapter wedges, which then allows the head platform to be raised or lowered depending on the angle of the client's neck and head. So it's really been thought about by on many ways to cover all potential and possibilities of different styles of basins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we just love it. It's the head bed. So I am just blown away. What is the best website, or how can folks get this amazing head bed device?
Yes, well, we're very lucky to have a lovely agent, Lynn, in Florida.
Yes,
and our
awesome.
Website there is... Mm-hmm. And our website is headbedusa.com. So www.headbedusa.com.
Awesome.
And also, Kerry, you probably
yes.
would have it on your... yes.
You beat me to it, Catherine Rondebell. Yes, we're going to be so excited to offer this, as we have throughout the years, right here at Hair Radio. You can simply go to the Salon TV Network app, into our store on the app. Now, you can download the app for free. It's in the Google Play Store worldwide, and purchase that wonderful headbed device there, or just contact Hair Radio at any time, and we'll be certainly able to put you in touch with Lynn and some of the folks at Headbed and all that wonderful good stuff. So really, really make it really nice. And it's not something, I do want to talk about this, just, you know, of course you have to contact them for pricing and all that, but the one thing I do want to say is that it is incredibly affordable for what you are, what this, the prevention, when you look at it, first of all, it's affordable, period. Let me just get that on out. And then I also want to say what it can prevent is priceless. So there is just, there's, I mean, I really don't know any other words to put that, Catherine, any other way to say it.
We call it priceless because, you know,
exactly.
you're protecting your health, and
yes.
there is nothing more important in life than your health and your client's health, and it's a safety device. And for a professional tool of the trade, it comes down to about $19 per year, because we know the headbed will last you more than 5 years. Our salons in Australia, the first one, bought the headbed 6.5 years ago, and they're still using it.
Oh, so, that is just amazing. Now, Catherine, actually, you lead me exactly where I wanted to go with you at this moment, and that is to talk about some of the things that are going on. But first, just to kind of paint the picture again, I want to welcome Catherine Rondebelle to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She is on the line with us all the way from Australia. Now, Catherine, what part of Australia are you in again?
Right, on the west coast of Australia. And we are known as the most isolated city in the world, Gary. Perth.
Why?
Has got the ocean, Indian Ocean on one side, and it's got the Great Australian Desert on the other side, before you reach the east coast of Australia.
Wow. Well, my goodness. And you've been here to America. I've seen you here in the New Jersey, New York area before, so I know you come to America. You travel everywhere, though. You really do, Catherine.
Well,
remember you.
Tell us about some of your pleasure. With the invention of the headbed being such a unique and new tool of your trade, I had the great opportunity to travel to the main hair expos around the world, the Paris one, the London Hair Expo, to New York at the wonderful Javits Center. IBS was just magnificent, and meeting you there was really absolutely wonderful.
Yes, we had
and
a great
And having
time.
The, being able to present this new and unique safety device for the shampoo bowl to all the hairdressers that are top of their trade, and see how fascinated they were, and you know, really wanting to get one for their salons and their clients. It was just wonderful. I'm so blessed to have had so many beautiful meetings, including yourself.
Thank you, and likewise, absolutely. Now, how does it play with all of this going on? We haven't broached the subject. It's always the elephant in the room, and that is this COVID situation currently that's happening around the world. Let me ask you, have the folks been affected in Australia, and how so?
Well, during sort of March, April, May, when it was really the start of sort of worldwide awareness, we went into lockdown here too, so many salons had to close, and that was very scary for a lot of small businesses and salon owners, but by June, we were able to reopen because the number of COVID cases was under control in Australia. So this is when the sale of our headbed just absolutely tripled and quadrupled, because people have realized that being made from a medical-grade silicone, it can be 100% hygienic and sanitized properly in between clients. So more than ever now, do not use substandard silicone neck cushions, because And certainly not the firm, spongy little ones, because they have minute fissures and cracks which can trap germs, and it's just not really, it's not possible to clean them properly. They collect skin debris and germs. So really only trust the highest grade silicone rubber material.
Absolutely.
On any of your equipment and tools. And this is why our headbed was adopted even more so ever since the COVID situation started.
Excellent.
And,
Very important.
It's troubling times, but humans are resilient. We're all resilient, and we'll manage to find a way through this.
Exactly. I still say this, Catherine. Yeah. I know you guys, you support the salon and barbers and all those folks, and I appreciate that. But I have always felt and thought that each individual, to me, I would suggest if you can get your own, get your own. Get your own. I think it would be wonderful. I really do. I've always encouraged that. I know it's it goes on a sink and it's a professional product, but I'm thinking that if you have your own headbed, you can take it with
your
you to the salon.
Correct. Absolutely. This is what quite a few of our clients have done here, too. Because they traveled, they used to, not this year, but traveling around the world, they keep their headbed with them. And whichever salon they go to, they say, just clip that on the basin on the salon sink, please.
Exactly.
And then they're comfortable and they know they're safe. And often the salon owners wants to buy the headband off them and keep it.
Quite often. The great news is that they could be directed right back to headbandusa.com, which we love that, or Salon TV Network, of course. Well, I have to say, Catherine, first of all, it's great to speak with you and connect with you. Now, what about some of these big things happening all over the world? Do you guys see a lot of that on the news over there? Do you see, like, the Black Lives Matter and all these things? Do you see any of that reported? We don't know so much about what's happening outside of America
Look, Australians are absolutely fascinated by what happens in America, and the Black Lives Matter movement was very much echoed here, and we had our own issues here. The Australian Aboriginal people have also done marches and demonstrations and wanting to make sure that it was well known to the government and to all that, you know, every life matters, but particularly Black Lives Matter have had so much more challenges throughout history and even recently. No, in Australia, we can see that on the news every day. It's being reported. So we feel for your country and for all the issues going on, and you're not alone. We really feel with you and are in thoughts and prayers with you guys.
Thank you. And I have to say, you have always put it there. You've been a big supporter of Hair Radio and believed in us when a lot of these things, you know, we hadn't quite materialized them or brought them into being.
Correct.
You know, and you really believed and supported us, and I thank you for that. And we will continue this.
Yep. I mean, it's such a beautiful, important social interaction when somebody goes to their stylist, their hairdressers, and the self-esteem and the well-being that is felt when a person can get their hair cut and present beautifully. It's wonderful for their self-esteem. It's a beautiful industry that you guys are in. And, you know, it's so important to support people who have such a skill with the correct tools. And that's where my background is from. I'm from a health background myself, so that's why it's so important to me.
Absolutely. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes back to us all the way from Australia. We're talking about Miss Catherine Rondebel. We're talking to Miss Catherine Rondebel, who is the creator, we call the inventor of Headbed, and this amazing device that certainly can just do such big things to avoid clients in the, you know, shampoo bowl getting strokes or having strokes and all of that. It certainly is just big. And you can find out a lot more about it. She has all the official information that you need to know at www.headbedusa.com. And also you can, of course, connect with us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with the amazing
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning.
rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is mid-show. It's Wednesday morning, August 30th, the big 3-0 of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 887, for those of you who are keeping track. The big show still moving along this morning. So happy to have you guys on board with us. Have to bring to the line my co-star. You guys know her so well. We're so thrilled to welcome back today the one and only queen of the mornings. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, good morning from Water Valley, Mississippi. GM. Let's see if we can get Nicole Marie together on there. Folks, I just want to take a moment while we get her on the line to say to everybody.
Good morning.
It's
Happy
Afro
Big Show.
I didn't know you were there, Nicole Marie. We were like, hold on.
I'm here.
We're going to have to go down to Water Valley.
I was steady talking, but you didn't hear me.
No, not a word. Well, you know what happens? Sometimes guys, and you guys listening out there are amazing fans who've gotten to know. Sometimes the you know, it's all a computer and electronics, and you hit the buttons, and sometimes they move, and sometimes they don't. But we're thrilled.
Right.
So far, it's kind of, yeah, so that's a good point to bring up. If there should be any technicality, my suggestion is to hang up and then dial back in. That's the easiest thing that goes for all the listeners. That goes for all of the on-air personalities. Whenever there's
right.
a problem, just hang up and dial back in. And that is the best way to handle that. Don't just keep hanging on because, you know, we may reset the show and all of that. So just wanted
right.
to share that little nugget. Happy Wednesday. We've been listening to you
happy
already
Wednesday.
This morning.
Hey, yes, Marie. Yes. Ooh, you had my favorite guest, my favorite guests on this morning, and that's Mr. Charlie.
Who was that? Really? Wow. Okay. Well, you know, Mr. Charlie, he's one of all of our favorite guests. He gives Brother Michael a run for his money. And I always say, well, Michael, we got an instant replacement for Michael. Mr. Charlie is just... yes, he's always doing a great job, and we're so excited. We're going to have to get him back here soon. I know we're supposed to do some things with Mr. Charlie coming up in, I believe, in the October issue of AfroLogged and the radio show and all of that. So, yeah, a little bit down the road, and we'll kind of connect with him. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. Boy, oh, boy, we've got a lot going on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes,
when I look at our headquarters,
there's
here
always
and,
something in the works.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, well, we've worked through pretty much everything. I'm really proud to say there's a list that's right over my head here in the wonderful CEO office, and it keeps me on track of what we've got to talk about. What we should be talking about, what's next, and all of that. We have AfroLock Magazine, as you guys should certainly say. This is AfroLock. Friday is AfroLock Day, but this whole week is AfroLock Week, and then September 1st starts AfroLock Month. So we're
right.
going in with AfroLock, in case you missed it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
AfroLock Magazine is really, this is the big debut. We released the cover earlier this week. We released the actual cover of this upcoming, the September issue, which has just been received so beautifully. And we just
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. It is, it's really, well, what I love about the cover, just real briefly, is that folks, you know, they had kind of put us in a box, you know, they try to compartmentalize. Well, what's AfroLock Magazine going to be about? Are you guys going to be more artsy? Are you going to be days? What are you going to do?
And so I decided that exactly, which is, and it's true, we are just that. Nicole Marie said it best. We're an amalgamation of just about everything, which is the same like you. You're multidimensional. And we wanted that to be reflected in Afrolock. We call AM in AM. We wanted it to be reflected there, and I think we've accomplished that. So this cover, which features the amazing Camille, Camille Friend, who was nominated for an Academy Award for her, she headed the hair department on the biggest movies. I'm talking about blockbuster movies, multi-millions of dollars. And we are lucky to have her as our cover feature and also to be a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We can't get any bigger than that. So I
so
have
true.
To say, we're doing our thing here. And it's good that we have made the connection. You know, I think back, like we've been playing some of our classic pieces this morning. We had Catherine Rondebell, you know, on, who came from Australia. We just love Catherine, just a doll. And she had created the headset device, which goes on the sink. And to have her talk about that. And I remember Catherine there. Now, there's a video out on YouTube, by the way. If you ever want to see Catherine and I together, you can see us talking there. You can Google it. Just put in Carrie Hines and headset, one word.
Awesome.
Plus, I'll move the video, the headset video, I'll move that over to the Salon TV Network.
Oh,
so you'll get a chance
to
see it there as well.
Yeah.
So we've got it. I'm telling you, what I love about everything is that everything connects. We've got,
it does.
This is where you go one, you go to one place, which is Hair Radio, and that's us. You can call us on our toll-free number. Again, that's 833-402-8882 to speak with us at any time. But what I love is that we cover promotions, especially when it comes to digital promotions across the board. We've got you covered. And I'm so proud of that. You can literally come to one place and just get the smorgasbord of promotions. And I love that.
Like I say,
yeah,
Hair Radio is a one-stop shop. You can find everything right here.
Yeah, we really have it. Yeah, you really do. And we love it. I'm working constantly on our incredible Salon TV Network, where you heard some of the references on the earlier interviews that played today. They're very important to us, being able to feature the best of these interviews. I'm just really touched by it. And I'm grateful, and we're just thrilled. It's just we're on our way, folks, and we're going to keep on. I found one featuring Mr. Lonell from way back in 2013.
Oh,
so
wow.
So 10 years ago, exactly. Yeah, he did an I think it was he had started, we had started, on doing the Hair Radio show. It was on a big network. It wasn't just on a morning show. We didn't do the morning show then. It was just Hair Radio show. And it was on a 24-hour network. And so, which was a great network. And I'm going to play this interview. I have not listened to it.
Yes, please do.
I have no idea what we're talking about. It was, and I'll tell you, when I decided to bring the Hair Radio back, this wasn't even the morning show yet. This was just, like I said, just Hair Radio. And it was 2013. I will never kind of forget this because it was the first interview that I had done. I said, well, now why don't you come on? It'll just be like a little, you know, testing thing to see how we do. That's all it was. And so I have not listened to this in 10 years. So I'm going to get this on. I I cannot wait. So, no, we're going to play, but at 8 o'clock, so you need to stay tuned. And
all
we're
right.
digging our vault at 8, plus a few other wonderful things. I want to catch up also in about 15 minutes. We're going to kind of wake up Mr. Michael Hopkins, who's always awake and tuned in. But we're going to really, he's always up and doing this. We really
all
want
right.
to catch up with him because yesterday was a big, big day on the show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael kind of commanded the scene with his Vet Talk radio show, wrapping up its second season. And so
awesome.
We're going to talk about that. It aired yesterday, which is broadcast number 34, that kind of closed out season two. And so we're looking, I want to find out feedback and what folks have been saying, and also looking ahead at season three. So we're gonna look forward to that.
So exciting.
Yeah, coming up in the next hour. Yeah. So lots to get to. First, Nicole, I just got to say, we've been killing it with all the different things. I turned on the Salon TV network this morning. I was so happy to see it. I cannot wait. I'm doing different things with that. My favorite, I sent you guys out a little message that showed the Salon. Oh, is it not amazing to have it going
is.
Across the screen?
Ooh, I can't wait
I
to have it on my TV.
Just love it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And you guys out there, and the company is headed on ahead. For everybody that's connected with us in one way or another, you get the benefit of the Salon TV network, which means
right.
that you can play the network day and night. And I love that it crawls across the screen and
right.
lets you see and know what is going on. That is it's fantastic.
I love it.
I really do. So I can't say enough. And I'm just thrilled. And,
yeah,
you know, even
you
when I listen
don't
back
be
to
left
Catherine,
out.
No, you don't want to be left out. I talk to everybody. Everybody I talk to, they want to have the Salon TV network. And
awesome.
So it's really going to make a difference. Sure, it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm working on new branding for it. So all of that, and, you know, we're just,
yeah.
we're doing a thing. We're doing a thing here at
we
the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I yes. love it.
So, yeah, me too. I mean, I can only say great things. Also, just to remind everybody, there's so many other things going on here as well. I want to remind folks that we're still planning that big cruise, and it's not that far
yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah, we cannot
it's
forget about the cruise.
In July. Exactly, 2024. So I've got to get caught up on my little ducats for that, like some of you out there, because they have the payment plans you can pay towards the cruise. And
right.
so, yes, I've got to get caught up on mine. But I'm so excited. It's July 24, so 2024. So you can go. It's on our Hair Radio, actually our Afrolock.com website. So you guys know, you can go to either AfroLockMagazine.com or AfroLock.com. And Afrolock is spelled AFROLOCK. And so, lots of little good stuff. So we've got that. And also, Nicole Marie, I just want to let folks know, the Salon TV Network is what plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
7 days
and
a week.
And it's going to have we've already started getting beautiful content up there.
Wonderful.
You guys, yeah. And so if you're into hair and beauty, you're going to love this because you're going to have an exclusive video TV channel that nobody else has unless you'll be
exactly.
connected inside of the industry. And
right.
that's what STV does. That's what Salon TV
yeah.
does.
And
so and
what,
I'm
just
so
what a
excited.
Wonderful opportunity, Carrie, for salon owners and barbershops. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have Salon TV playing in your shop? And I just think that's
Absolutely.
Just a wonderful thing. You're bringing
I
it
totally
right to
agree.
Your customer.
And also your home.
Yes,
yes.
and your home as well.
Exactly. For those of you who really love to know what's happening with the hair and beauty, and then what is going to be actually playing on the Salon TV, I guess I have to kind of talk a little bit about that. I've spoken to our fans. We've also tested the system out a few years back, and we've brought it in full circle, and it's that time for it. We've got Inside Hair and Beauty Talk that plays there. You'll meet a lot of folks, kind of like what you do by listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm super excited.
You never know who you might
and
hear.
We're going to, you never know. I'm going to make sure we have some special movies and special presentations. We also want folks to have shows each week on the network that they'll be working on. It's just going to be, and we're going to start, we got to start somewhere, and we're just going to take it to an all new level. And so I'm super excited about that.
So am I.
Yeah, so it's available now, by the way. It's available now. If you have an interest in STV, which stands again for Salon TV, then reach out to us, and let's make it happen for you. We are looking for dynamic individuals who can command a TV screen. So, you know, this is going to be super exciting. And it's easy for us, like the folks who are going to be on and have shows, just so that you know, we have an easy process. We help you through everything. Next thing you know, we're doing press releases, you know, that's going to say, you know, the hair salon in Mount River, New York is going to be on Tuesday at 8 o'clock with perm and press hair or whatever.
Right.
Everybody's going to have their shows. Yeah, your own time slot, we call it. And so and we've put together some packages and all of that for everybody because, again, we are a promotions company. So we've got to make sure that's clear to everybody. And again, we're just happy. Salon TV Network, the first to do this worldwide. So,
awesome.
And it's also available internationally. Yeah. So we're going to have folks in Ghana, and you just heard from Catherine. I'm going to make sure that they have the international version in their country. So that's really exciting.
That's wonderful.
It's always so much excitement here. Yeah. It's always a lot
always
going on. It's always so much.
Exciting.
Yes. Now, coming up in the month of September in 2023, so coming up in just a couple of days, I will myself, just to remind everybody, Nicole Marie, you are in Water Valley and an elected city official there. And, and I've got to say, yeah, I'm on the community board here in my area in Brooklyn, New York, and I return to a lot of my community work in the coming weeks, actually, in about a week.
Great.
And so, yes, well, oh, boy. If you thought we were already busy, we're about to put the B in the word busy. So it's just, it's getting
cool. There's so much to be done,
and,
Terry, always something.
There's so much to be done. Exactly. And I'm also excited in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about AfroLock Magazine. We have huge updates with what's going on with Friday's AfroLock Party, which starts at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. And we want you guys to be in. Everybody's going to be in for that. Folks who've written or write for the magazine, with everybody behind the scenes, we're celebrating this incredible new release of the issue, the September issue, and so I'm super excited about it.
So exciting.
Now, Nicole Marie, normally we talk a little bit about inspiration on a daily basis because it's not easy to remain inspired. It's not easy to kick that, and we take it seriously here at the show.
Yes, we do.
That's what we're all about.
Yes, we do.
And I wanted to kind of, and we start the day every day with our hope of the day, which really is all about inspiration. But, Nicole, why don't you tell everybody exactly what hope of the day is all about and why it's so important?
Well, I certainly will, Carrie. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what has gone on in our lives, whether good, bad, we can still hold on to hope every single day. And that is why I share an inspirational way every single day, just to help inspire each and every one of us, and myself included, because there's always that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for this Wednesday is, be thankful. We should be grateful for so many things, yet often we take them for granted. Create a routine of thanking people. Write to them personally, especially letters. Let them know your true feelings. It will bring deep satisfaction. How do you feel about the hope of the day for today, Carrie? Be thankful.
Well, yeah, it's gratitude. That's what it's saying. That's what Patrick is saying in this High Hopes book.
Right.
You got to always remain humble. You got to have a sense of humility. And you just got to be grateful for what you have. It's not all about what you want. It's about what you have. And if you can keep that in mind, I've always believed and subscribed to the fact that I believe you'll be given much more. But don't do it because you think you got to be given much more. You lose the whole idea of being grateful. So just be grateful for where you are. And for me, early on in the Hair Radio Morning Show and Hair Radio period, when I didn't have much at all, and I would wake up and I would say, today, that's where I coined the phrase living in success, because it meant if I had a roof over my head and something to eat, then that was living in success. That was success for the day. That's what I considered.
Right.
I didn't have a high threshold. It was just roof over my head and something to eat. I was good. That meant that Hair Radio was successful for that day. And I still live by that credo, and I encourage you to be grateful for what you have. So,
awesome.
True. Let's get Michael Hopkins. But how do you feel about that, Nicole Marie? What thoughts do you have on that first?
Well, I also, like you, think it's about gratitude and being thankful, being grateful just for what you do have. Because I totally believe that unless we're grateful for what we do have and what we've been given, then more is not going to be given to us because we don't appreciate what we have now. So I think it's very
many
important.
Of us don't.
Exactly. And I think sometimes, you know, I want this, I want that. Well, those are wants and not needs. Let's take care of the needs first and be grateful for those things. Like you said, a roof over your head, having food to eat every single day and not have to worry about, you know, feeding your family and having a career, a job to go to. You know, oftentimes, oh, goodness, we're moaning and complaining about this or about that, but be grateful. Be grateful because there are so many that are less fortunate and do not have. So I think that's very important.
Well, let me get Michael on this conversation. Michael Hopkins comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. Michael, it's Wednesday. It's August 30th of 2023. You're on with Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines. Officially, good morning.
Yes, it is. And it's becoming a beautiful day down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Very much so.
Well, Michael,
beautiful day.
Good to hear. I want to kind of weigh in on what Nicole was just talking about. So what, you know, with regards to being grateful and thankful, any words, did you hear what she had mentioned on the hope of the day?
Oh, very much so, Carrie Nicole Marie. Very much so.
And I was reflecting on when I was listening to Nicole talking about, and you also, about things to be grateful for. And one of the things I'm always grateful for is I have the ability to assist veterans with their claims and compensation. A day doesn't go by that I am so grateful to have that ability. A lot of people don't have that ability to sit down with a veteran and help them with the claims and compensation purpose for the helping them, and they don't have the patience. It takes a lot of patience.
Right.
It takes a lot of empathy. It takes a lot, and a lot of people don't have that. And a lot of times what happens, you know, people go into, they just, they don't have it. And I'm grateful that I have it. And I'm so grateful for being here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and having my show with a Vet Talk Radio show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. And
even with Michael Hopkins, who's plugging all things this morning. Well, listen, we are happy about all of that, and we're grateful for that. Michael, I want you to kind of hang in there. We're going to get all into the Vet Talk as we do every single day here. But first, I just want to really get your opinion on things like that, and that's good to hear. I'm glad that you're grateful and thankful for that. Lots to get ahead to go this morning to focus on. We have a big, big show. We're still in the midst of today. Have you been enjoying the broadcast? Anything else jump out at you, Michael?
Oh, the main thing that jumped out at me is you played one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and that is JB. Yes, very much so. I grew up on JB. Still love JB. He's better known as the Godfather of Soul, and we are talking about James Brown, Soul Brother number one.
Okay.
JB.
Well, we're kind of thinking about a lot of soul these days. As we mentioned, Friday's a big, big show, and we're super excited about that. And we are getting all into the wonderful Afrolock Day will be Friday, so I'm real excited about that. And just really good stuff. And I just think we're doing a good job. So, yeah, I love myself some JB, as you put it, as well. So, listen, we have a lot to get to continue on. Michael, when we come back, we'll talk about Afrolock, but we're first going to check in with you on what's happening with the Vet Talk Radio show. So we'll get into all of that. And stay with us. We've got a lot more to go.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Thank you.
welcome back as we roll towards the third hour of the day of the show. It's the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me, but I want you guys to kind of just stay with us as we kind of keep things rolling along and moving towards our 8 o'clock here on the East Coast time frame. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening on the show. We're going to try to keep things rolling along this morning. Let me see if I can kind of see what we need to do here. Okay, there we go. I believe you're on now, Hopkins. Can you hear me?
Very much so.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. You guys know we're having some technical things. We ask that you stay with us, of course. But if anything persists, just hang up and dial back in, and you should be okay. Michael Hopkins, it's Wednesday morning, August 30th of 2023. It's so good to have you with us. We started to get in. That was Amy Winehouse, who just, rest in heaven. We just want to throw a little acknowledgement this morning. Her birthday was just, I think, the other day, and just wanted to pay a little bit of attention to her this morning. Michael, I've got to say, we're just so proud of everything that's happening on Vet Talk. I want to get into that a little bit at this point. First of all, what can you tell us about this monumental episode that and the time spent yesterday on Vet Talk Radio? What can you share with everybody today?
Oh, wow. Yes, definitely. The real talk from some real vets last yesterday's show was very good. It was very good. It just reminded me so much of helping the veterans and just getting input from them and looking at their triumphs in this world of the claims and compensation. And I got a chance to talk to the two of the original veterans that I interviewed. I got a chance to talk to them last night. And, you know, they really enjoyed doing that show. They really did. Because they love, they like me.
Well,
they love making a difference.
Did they listen to it? Did they listen to the show? Have they listened, Michael?
Now, as far as them listening, pretty much. But it just.
Well, what does that mean?
what does pretty much mean? It means that.
Yeah.
They just enjoyed that show. They enjoyed that show. And just playing it for them again just brought back memories of us doing that show and just enjoying the camaraderie and just spreading the information.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm also thinking, to me, it was an important milestone for you. Does that, what would you like to say about that?
Well, yes, it was, Kerry, because we're marching into a third season, and we wrapped up the second season. And just being here doing that, Kerry, you know, I've always said, it's a beautiful thing when I can educate veterans, and I have other veterans that can help me educate veterans. This claims and compensation world is a world that most of us as veterans don't really know about, and it's a frustrating world at times too. And I deal with veterans every day. Every day, Carrie Hines,
okay.
I deal with veterans in some shape, form, or fashion. And anytime I can get on the Vet Talk Radio show and I can have some real vets and they can share, that's a milestone for me. It really is. That's a milestone. You know, I'm grateful to be going into the third season, but I'm even more grateful when I'm out there in the trenches with my vets and I'm helping them with the claims in the compensation world. That's what I enjoy.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited to hear that. Well, listen, Michael, we're going to be checking in with you. I do want to remind everybody, Vet Talk Radio that Michael hosts on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here. Dial in the same 516 number and you'll hear Michael with the Vet Talk Radio show. Again, it's 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time every Tuesday morning right here. And so what I'm mostly about is that, yes, as Michael said, he's going into a season three. But next week, here's the thing. It's a special celebration. Okay, you guys know it's Labor Day weekend. We're live, and this is really happening in real time. Labor Day is next week. And so Monday is Labor Day. Tuesday morning, we're doing a special 3-hour Vet Talk day. So you'll be able to hear Michael's Vet Talk Radio show, and not just hear his show, but a very special presentation within his show that starts. We're playing eight episodes on top terms, so you don't want to miss that.
No,
so that's on
you
Tuesday,
don't.
The 5th of September. Okay, and then the following week after that is your first actual episode for the season three kickoff, so I cannot wait. You'll be busy.
Oh, very careful.
You'll be busy.
Very, very busy. Very, very busy.
Okay.
That's all about, you know, as you call
we're
it, an
very
ACA.
Awesome, yes. An acclaimed,
accredited claims agent.
Bit right.
Yes.
Well, listen, I am super happy about that, and we're going to kind of keep rolling. I promised everybody that we would get this interview on, this classic interview that we did with Lonell way back when. And again, this was long before we had the show on the Blog Talk. So let's take a listen. This is 10 years ago, and it's a very short interview with Mr. Lonell Williams. What were we talking about? Let's see. How did we get this on?
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. We have a very special guest with us today. His name is Lonell Williams. Lonell, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Now, I am so excited. First of all, I've known you for a very long time, and it's such a great honor to introduce fans of the Hair Radio show to you and to your work. Let's just jump in, Lonell. First of all, tell everyone out there, because I just want to get things started. What exactly is it that you do?
I actually host a web series called 3LW-TV, which incorporates travel with interviews. And it also incorporates just trying to showcase positive images of a community that is underrepresented in the mainstream media. And I set out to do it to empower, to empower the community so that they could see images of themselves being reflected in a positive fashion. And it's just really grown, and it's taken off from there. And that pretty much monopolizes a lot of my time, but it is a labor of love because I absolutely love what I do.
Well, what have been some of the images that you've been able to introduce or to get across to some of the folks who follow you?
Oh, my goodness. My tagline is Stand in Your Light. So really, I really try to show that ordinary is actually extraordinary if you are living your authentic truth. And basically, I find people from all walks of life who are just doing their thing. They're passionate about what they do. So some of the images would be something as simple as someone who lives in a city that likes to, they like to travel. So they'll go around and show me the different things that they do to incorporate in their lives. I'll just have people talk about their books. Some people, independent artists who would not necessarily receive mainstream exposure, or it's more difficult for them to attain. I'll feature them. I'll feature their music, artists, poetry, people who just work in corporate environments that absolutely love what they do, just so that people can see that people are everywhere, and you can be happy with what you have and where you are.
Okay, and that's well stated. So in the climate that's going on, well, you know what? It looks like you're doing a great job, and the folks are responding very positively towards that. Now, Lonel, just to shift gears just a little bit, I would absolutely love the folks to get to know a little bit about your background and how positioned you are for superstardom. So let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks, where are you from originally?
Born in San Francisco, California, lived in Oakland across the bay, went to college at Pepperdine University down in Malibu, just outside of Los Angeles, where I studied telecommunications, and then shortly after college, I got my first job working on a set of a sitcom called A Different World, which was a spinoff of The Cosby Show. And
how was that experience that working on anything Cosby related? What was that experience like for our listeners and folks out there?
It was the most incredible experience. One, because I was a huge fan of the show at the time, and it was a dream come true for me. It was the one place I wanted to work, and I really set forth a vision, and I really pursued it. I wrote letters to the producers. I would go to the tapings. I would try to network with as many people as I can. It was like I had to be there, and I remember writing the producer, and she wrote me back saying that they weren't really I was asking for an internship at the time, and she wrote me back and said that she wasn't really hiring anyone, any interns this year, but she was very impressed with my letter, and so she definitely wanted to respond and that she would like to meet me. Well, in my head, I was like, well, she's going to meet me. She's giving me a job because I'm going in there. going in there. And okay, if you're impressed by my letter, wait till I show up. Exactly. And I did, and she ended up giving me an internship. They ended up creating a position for me. I worked there for 3 seasons.
Wow.
And then after that, I went on to a show called Franny's Turn, which was only on for 6 weeks. It got canceled. And it was Franny's Turn. It was only on, it was on CBS for 6 weeks. It got canceled really quickly. But it was it featured LaTanya Richardson, who was married at that time to Samuel L. Jackson. And I remember one day on the set her saying that her husband was on his way to being famous. How hilarious is that? And sure enough, look where he is now.
Wow.
So I left that show after it got canceled, and I went to another show that was on briefly called Out All Night, which starred Patti LaBelle.
Yes,
and,
that one I remember.
And Vivica Fox and Dwayne Martin and Morris Chestnut, when they all started out. So worked on that for 10 months. It was on almost the whole season.
But take a moment to tell our audience out there. A lot of them are professional stylists who are endeavoring to get into that show business aspect. Did you have an opportunity at all to see any of the folks working as stylists in that industry?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was very much, one, you had to have the credentials, so you had to be licensed. They make a lot of money. I mean, I remember one actress on one of the shows that I worked on, they wanted to do those micro braids at the time. This was like 20 years ago. And I remember the producers having a meeting about it, a budget meeting, and they were $800 to do these braids. And they were like, no, she will have a short haircut this year.
That is funny. You know, that reminds me of the with the same thing when we interviewed Crystal Kima, and from the In Living Color show, and she was saying about the same thing where they didn't really have stylists to address the needs of the natural hairstylists on those Hollywood sets, and so she had to literally bring her own. And I'm just wondering about that. That's amazing that those shows. Probably from where they came from or their origins, certainly didn't address the needs of people who wore or needed natural hairstylist attention.
No, especially it was unique in Hollywood. Both of those shows were unique experiences in Hollywood, one because they were primarily African-American shows at a time when they were, that was still very new. the show, so you had a lot of people. You did have a lot of people working on the set who were familiar with natural hair. You would have stylists that would do relaxed hair and natural hair. But again, they were all licensed. And a lot of people that worked on the set were very natural with their hairstyles as well. It was just the culture of the set, you know, because it's a creative environment. So it wasn't unusual. Now, say if I had walked across town and went to the set of Family Ties or mm-hmm. some other show that wasn't African American, then yeah, it might, you know, you might stand out a little bit.
Got it. Now, how about your experience? I know that you, being out there on the West Coast, you had an opportunity to do some touring with the great Janet Jackson and work on some of her things. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Sure. I got hired, actually. The way I got into the music industry is because one of the executive producers of Out All Night was a gentleman named Al Haymon, who was one of the top concert promoters at that time. He still does a lot of good stuff, or his company does. And so he hired me on to work for him, and that was how I got to work with Janet Jackson. I got to meet Michael and Toni Braxton, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. We just worked constantly with, he was always producing somebody, you know, somebody's tour or shows. Even if they weren't doing a full-blown tour, if they were coming to Los Angeles, he pretty much had the lock on all of the venues in L.A. anyway. Even so, if someone was just coming out to do maybe 3 or 4 nights in L.A., but they weren't really going on a tour, he would still promote that show in the area. Mm-hmm. So I did all the VIP seating and stuff for him, which was a lot of fun. Wow. Some interesting experiences there. But, yeah, I took care of all of the VIPs, and which was a fun job, but it could be stressful at the same time.
Well, that's pretty much every job.
Right, exactly.
Right. Now, you've done so much in the way, it sounds like, things that have prepared you for kind of where you are now. So what are some of the current projects that you're involved with?
Well, it seems like my life keeps changing every day. But currently, you know, I'm still producing the 3OW-TV videos I've put up from more recently. But the audience has grown so much over the last year because I have connected with Oprah Winfrey, who I met through Twitter, which is, you know, an amazing story in itself. I began tweeting her, and I don't know how she saw them all, but she started taking a liking to me and then invited me down to her studio and connected in person. And so anyone that follows my Twitter timeline, you can see I'm a huge supporter. I was up tweeting her Super Soul Sunday show this morning. And she, you know, she sent out 2 tweets today, and one was just a general tweet saying that she was under the hair dryer, so she wouldn't be participating as much because she was getting ready to shoot an interview. And the second tweet, she tweeted to me telling me that she was interviewing Alicia Rashad, Alfre Woodard, and Gabrielle Union today, and that she would post a picture a little later on. So that connection has brought a lot of visibility just to myself, my platform on social media, as well as my videos. I've had a couple of meetings, you know, at her company, and just, you know, garnering their support because they're very appreciative of my support. So we've got some things brewing, hopefully, that I can't really talk about right now.
Well, I hope you, when you are able to talk about it, that you'll come back to the Hair Radio Show and share those tidbits into what's going on with Owen and what you're doing with Owen.
I don't think you would have it any other way.
You got it, Connell. Now, what, you know, for those of us who have not had the wonderful pleasure, unique pleasure and experience to certainly meet Oprah Winfrey in person, what was that like? What was that, if you can share with us what that experience was like, would be great.
Sure. It was actually pretty awesome, and it was so awesome because, she had invited me down to the studio, and then I stood up to speak and ask a question, and on that particular day, it was a live class taping, and she had Iyanla VanZant there with her, and when I stood up, she knew everything about me, so it was so funny that she had already known who I was and what I was about, and she was, like, excited to meet me, which I was like, okay, wow, but when you're around her, she's just like a normal person. I mean, she's very engaged, she's very sincere, she's very authentic, just like what you see on television. I mean, she's the real deal, and that's what I love about her. And I think that's why she connects with so many millions of people. And I think that's also the key to why she has been able to sustain her wealth and her celebrity for decades, because she doesn't buy into the hype. She never has lost herself in all of that. And can you imagine? I mean, everybody that you meet wants something from you, but she still manages to not lose herself in all of that. And that's probably the most admirable trait and quality about her that I really just adore. I'm like, wow, you're amazing, lady. You are just amazing.
Well, it sounds to me like you both share that quality, Lonel. And I'm very grateful to have you as a friend. I think you are terrific in what you're doing, and you're making a great impact out there in the world. And we certainly will continue to follow your connection with all that you're doing. So,
I appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here at the Hair Radio Show. Now, once again, let's just tell all the folks out there how they can follow you on so many of your platforms. I know you're across social media. You are the king of social media. So we want to make sure that they know. And maybe we can also, of course, see some of the wonderful pictures that you have. That'll give us some insight as well into some of the things we're talking about, including Miss Winfrey. So,
absolutely. I can be on all things 3LWTV. That's the number 3, the letter LW, like my initials, and TV. And that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Keek. You name it, I'm on there. I use that same name on all of them. And I'm easy to spot because I'm the one with the dreadlocks.
We didn't get into your hair, your beautiful long dread that everyone absolutely loves. But you'll get a chance up there to see all the wonderful pictures that Lonel has. And we'll actually post some wonderful things, Lonel, to our to our website and to our Facebook pages and to our Twitter and so forth and so on, and also our blog. So we'll give them a little preview treat. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being part of what we're doing. Again, you continue to be a trendsetter and a leader out there in this wonderful world. So keep up the good work, and remember to stay with us and keep us informed.
I will, Carrie, and I appreciate what you're doing, because it is so critical that we see images of ourselves, and we know where the resources is for those of us who have and choose to rock our beautiful natural hair. So I thank you and Hair Radio for all that you do, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. And stay with us, everyone.